WSLI 302, standing by.
This is WSI V944 calling WSIU 709, you out there? WSI V944 calling WSIU 709, you out there? No copy on WSIU 709, this is WSI V944, clear and monitoring.
WRNW 329, monitoring. WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSTH 380, monitoring.
WRWB 49, we're standing by. WSBQ 996, you up there this morning, WRWB 49. WRZF 865, monitoring. WRZF 865, monitoring. WSLI 302, standing by. WSJF 896, mobile monitoring. WRWV 662, can I get a radio check? WSAZ 901, copy that radio check. Hey, good copy. WRWV 662, standing by and listening.
WRZF 865, monitoring.
WSJF 896, monitoring on the mobile.
WRYS 363, mobile and monitoring. WSLI 302, stand by.
WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713, this is WSGG 772, Shelby Township, monitoring. WSGG 772 Shelby Township on the home base monitoring.
772, you got a copy on WR and W329?
Yeah, 772, I got a copy of you. What was your call sign? I didn't catch it.
R and W329. Please, I talked to you before.
Hey, how am I coming in? You're coming in kind of broken up a little bit.
out here a ways. I'm probably 50 miles from here. I'm going to be coming into this stuff there, copy?
Yeah, copy there. You said you're about 50 miles. I'm in Shelby Township at Utica Road and Ryan, just north of Hall Road.
Yeah, I a couple of weeks ago, I believe. I'm over in Canada at the moment. I'm about 25 miles south of the Windsor.
Oh, wow, you're over that way, over by the Ambassador Bridge. I thought you were over by the Blue Water Bridge.
About 25 miles south of Windsor.
Yeah, copy that, 25 miles south of Windsor.
The new antenna on here, so it must be better than the other one.
Yeah, I don't have my base antenna set up yet outside the building. I live in a condo. I got it in my dining room just inside the door wall. I'm on the Ocean KG 1000 G Plus mobile unit, 50 watt. I think I lost you there, buddy. This is WSGT 772 Shelby Township, monitoring on the base.
On the edge of it. About to repeat it, though. It would just get a little closer. Talk to you 329.
Barely copied that last transmission, but I got bits and pieces. I'll talk to you in a while, then. WIOG 48 Jack, do you copy? WIOG 48 Jack, do you copy? Negative on WIOG 48. This is WSGG 772 Shelby Township, monitoring on the home base. WSGG 772 Shelby Township on the home base. Listening. WSGG 772, Shelby Township. I'm the home base monitoring.
WOWB, we're standing by.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, on the home base, standing by.
Going on.
Hey, WRWB, Mike. How's it going? I had to work today.
Yeah, so did I. I just getting home.
Yeah, I worked till 3:30, and they wanted me to come in tomorrow, but at the last minute, they canceled it. So I got tomorrow off and go back Monday.
Copy. Well, at least you're, busy making money.
Yeah, another thing I like, too, is no checks on overtime.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I copy that. Now I'm just, lounging back and lazy boy watching YouTube videos.
Copy that. Yeah, I guess the Red Wings, man, they got their butt kicked today. 5-0, and it was a shutout.
Yeah, I was supposed to meet my nephews up at BW's for the game over in Chesterfield on Gratiot 23.
I know that. Well, my wife used to work there for a while.
Yeah, that's a nice Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm not very big on their menu, but it's a good place to meet people, hang out, watch a good game.
Yeah, they got good chicken at that one. That one in Mount Clemens, they wouldn't go to that one. Their chicken's always dry.
Yeah, copy that. I agree with you on that one. Yeah, the chicken's good. I'm just, I don't know, for some reason, I just don't find myself going to B-Dubs for dinner. It's, I don't know, it's just something that my body just don't go that way.
I remember when they were called BW3 back in the day, and the only location I can remember was right there in downtown Bellfield there, right there by Town Center and like Evergreen.
Well, I never heard of that one, but yeah, copy that. Yeah, my Tuesday special this week at KFC, 8-piece bucket of chicken for $10.
Yeah,
Hey, you can't beat that. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, what I do, I make two meals out of it. I have it for dinner, and then the next day I have it for lunch. And then I ordered a big coleslaw, and I eat one half, the one meal, the other half, the other meal. It's cheaper that way. Get two meals out of it. It's like $15 for the eight-piece chicken and large coleslaw.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, with KFC, it's one of those, you got to find a good one. And the best one around my area is 23 in Van Dyke. It's just south of 23 Mile Road next to Burger King there on Skateland, or New Skate it's called, I think, now. But that's the best one around.
Is that one? Is that the one that's across from Mr. B's?
Yeah, it's kind of across the from the street from Mr. B's. Yeah.
Been to that one.
Yeah, Tubby's is the same way. You got some good ones and you got some bad ones. The two good ones by me, there's one at 23 in Van Dyke, and then there's one by 26 and 25 in Van Dyke. But the Tubby's over there in Van Dyke and Riverland, just north of, 18 Mile Road or 19 Mile Road, that one, that guy there is real skimpy with his subs.
Okay, I got a buddy of mine. He likes to go to that one that's at Grove Second 16 by the gas station there. That's next to Bad Bread.
Yeah, copy that. The good one is the original Tubby's. It's on Harper in St. Clair Shores. I think it's just, it's between 13 and Masonic, I do believe.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's a little hole-in-the-wall building that's in a plaza in the parking lot. It's really weird how it is. And that's the original Tubby's.
Gotcha. You know what? I think I do know that one. It's on Harper, isn't it? Just north of 13 on the west side.
Yeah, you got it. It's on Harper, on the west side of Harper, between Masonic and 13.
You know that one.
Yeah, this radio's been very quiet since I got home from work at 3:30. The second person I talked to today, the first person I talked to is down by Windsor, by Ambassador Bridge, and I could barely greet them, but yeah, it's been pretty dead on GMRS today.
Okay, that might have been John, you know, doing his deliveries across the bridge.
Yeah, I think it was. He says, yeah, I talked to you before, and he says, I think I remember you. I says, well, your voice does sound familiar. I think I talked to him like one time. I was on 94 heading toward 23 Mile. I think I was heading east.
Yeah, copy that.
how am I coming in? I'm on my Ocean TG1000G plus 50 watt mobile radio.
Sounds fine as long as you're talking to the mic. You know, at times you must pull away from the mic while you're talking. But for the most part, you're getting into the machine, like, you know, solid, so.
Yeah, I don't talk too much on the base unit because I have the antenna in my dining room right in front of my door wall. I haven't got the chance to put it outside yet, but that's the first thing I'm going to do this spring.
For what it is that you got going on right now, it's a good setup for you. You're coming in clear. I have no problems hearing you.
You're coming in good and strong yourself. I'm kind of shocked how good I'm getting out with having the antenna in the house in my dining room up against the door wall.
It's working, so yeah, I better be getting in strong. I mean, I'm right by the repeater, or not too far from it.
Oh, then you're in downtown Mount Clemens.
Close proximity.
My nephews and I, we go to that Rack Bowl there in downtown Mount Clemens across the street from the precinct.
Yeah, I've been going there for years. It's this little small bowling alley. Yeah, but they always got stuff going on there, bands playing, and they got some pretty good food.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, we go there in the summertime and hang out in the patio and listen to the bands. They have a lot of fundraisers that go on there, too, and we go there for the fundraisers and donate some money and stuff like that and meet people. It's a nice place. Listen to music and meet some new people. I'm a people person. I like meeting people.
I go there every year for high school alumni. That's where they always have it.
Yeah, that's a great place to have a high school alumni. I should bring that up to my class at Lakeview of 82.
The all high school alumni, and then of course, you know, Lance Cruz has their they do the same thing. They have a, you know, they're all you know, high school alumni there.
Yeah, I copy that. My nephews, they all went to like Lance Cruz out there, and some of their friends went to Mount Clemens High. If I would have been living in Mount Clemens, I would have went to Chippewa Valley High, but we moved out when I was going into high school.
Well, you said you lived before. That would have been Chippewa Valley. That's Clinton Township. So you would have never went to Mount Clemens. Unless, you know, you were going to high school sometime back in the 50s, maybe, you know, because Chippewa Valley wasn't even around yet.
We lived in Fox Chase condominiums over at 16 and Grosbeck, and it was Chippewa Valley High School when we were living there. That was that was mid-70s, 73, 74, 75.
That's right there by the Peachtree Apartments.
Yeah, the old Peachtree Apartments, they started building those when we moved out of Fox Chase, and that's when we went to the Shores, and I ended up going to Lakeview High School.
And this is like Groundhog Day for me. I keep turning on the radio and I hear Lakeview High School.
Yeah, there he is.
What's up there, GG and Mike?
What's going on?
Damn busy. You guys continue. Don't let me interrupt.
Well, I'm on the other ocean. I'm on the Ocean KG-1000G Plus 50 Water Mobile.
Okay, well, it's working good.
I hope so. I paid a pretty penny for this one.
How much was that one?
I bought it last year, I got it for $300, now it's up to $400.
Wow, this guy's got money, Mike, you gotta do what he does.
I'm into pharmaceuticals, one thing nice about that, never get laid off. People need their meds when times are good, and people need their meds when times are bad.
Yeah, and then you got a third customer too, right?
No, not really.
The illegal pill poppers. They need pills too.
We don't make tablets, liquids, sterile injectables.
Sounds lovely. Right, go ahead, Mike.
Yep. Anyway, yeah. I'm sure you didn't watch that game today, or you might have watched that game, but man, we got killed 5-0 against Colorado.
I've seen it when it was 3-0, so it wasn't looking good. But I didn't watch it, I just seen it on TV, seen the score, but I don't know. They're getting routed. This is WSHM 738. I'm making it in okay, I'm out west here a little ways.
Crackling on my end.
All right, good.
You stuck it? Get it in. Yeah, before the game today, they had on ESPN the infamous, the famous, fight between Detroit and Colorado that was on today. And of course, they had, Claude Lemieux and Darren McCarty, talking to each other, and they were explaining, the whole situation, how that went down.
Okay, that was like 29 years ago.
And it was. Yeah. I mean, and Claude Lemieux admits, he really got his butt kicked on that, on the ice.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like 96 or 97, so 30 years ago. Anyway, something like that. Close enough. Hey, where'd all that time go?
One that still holds a grudge is Chris Draper, which I can see why,
Yeah, he's the guy that got boarded. Yeah, I can understand him holding a grudge. He's the guy with all the damage done to his face.
Yeah, for sure, Yeah, I think he had to have reconstructive surgery, plus they had to, restitch up his face, and I remember that whole incident.
Yeah, terrible. All right, what else? You're just getting off of work tonight here, Mike?
I'm all done for tonight. Just getting home here, and, I'll probably be heading in the house here in a few minutes and jumping on the other one. Oh, QS flying to the portable.
All right. All right, while I'm out here, outbound a little ways, I'm going to pick up some food here to get me through the next couple of days. So I'll catch you guys later because it's getting noisy here. I'll see you. WSHM 738.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, standing by.
All right there, Paul, and Paul, I will catch you on the portable when I get in the house here. WRWB 49 will be QSY to the portable.
Copy that. WSEU 202 and we're standing by. WSEU 202 and we're standing by.
WRWB 49 and we are standing by. Unless you're still in there, Paul and Paul.
Am I still in there?
I guess you are. Yep, I'm in the house now.
Right, trying to get to where I'm going here. Should be there any second. Just for a quick stop, actually.
Yeah, copy. Hey, that one noise, I've been hearing that all day on here for some odd reason. Every now and then, you know, well, it's been prevalent all day.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Anyways, yeah, talk a little louder. You're being kind of quiet. I'm out here on the outer echelon for the moment.
Yeah, copy that. All right. Yeah, I was talking away from it a little bit.
So when it gets weaker, the problem is the noise overcomes your voice, right? It's louder than your voice, so I get much more of it when you talk a little louder. Radio's kind of quiet, the deviation's fairly low. All right, give me a minute, Mike. I'll be back to WSHM 738. I'm a little bit early, I think, but I don't know. All right, anyways, I'll be back. WSHM 738.
All right, WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRWB 49, WSHM 738.
Yep, I'm still here. WRWB 49.
Okay, early, but they got it done early, so I'm good.
Yeah, copy that.
Oh, I can smell that pizza in the back, man. It smells good.
Yeah, I had pizza the other day at Little Sleezer's.
That sounds good. It's that Chicago style, but, you know, it's unique. Like, it is, you know, really deep to it. Pizza Popolis. If you've ever had it, I don't know, but it's out of this world.
I had it when it used to be down there in Greektown before they closed it. This would have been about 5 years ago when I was down there for Monster Jam.
Yep, you got it. That's the place. Yeah, they closed right around COVID. Now we're open back up down there. So a few of them, a bunch of them closed, actually. So anyways, yeah, it's really, really good stuff.
Yeah, that's they got good pizza. I'm not going to dispute that. Another one that's got good pizza too is Randazzle's. You know, they got that brick oven. They make some pretty good homemade pizza there.
Oh, you know, I don't think I've had that there.
I'll take that back. Not Randazzle, Bits and Joe's.
Great. Jammers. See, Mike? More of that free.
Yeah, they want to utilize the system and then jam it at the same time, which makes no sense. Huh. Oh, man. Anyway.
Cracks me up. I remember Frank. I'm right by Frank's old house, Jim. This goes way back before they even opened up 696 west of 75. That's how far back that goes.
Yeah, I know, Frank. Yeah, right. Gene and somebody, it might have been you that was talking about that, said he used to live over there when he moved away from Harrison Township.
We got a jammer in here?
Yeah, it seems like, you know, they heard your voice and they're, you know, thinking about happy thoughts.
Yeah, so that goes way back. Yeah, so when I first knew him, he lived over there by Shook and Jefferson, somewhere near there. And then, you know, I couldn't tell you from where to where to where to where. I don't keep track of all that. But he lived over here at some point, because I can remember right off 10 Mile. I mean, you could look down on a freeway and see it was all done. It was just shut down, not open.
Yeah, last time I seen him was at the Monroe swap. And he wasn't doing so well then. His son had to drive him, you know, to the swap and that, and help him set up and stuff.
Yeah.
Would have been the year before last. Year before last. I've only seen him.
I've known him a long, long time. And his brother, too, I thought I heard he just passed away there a few years ago. I don't know if you knew his brother or not.
No, I never met his brother. I just met him, you know, through Gene and the swaps and that, and his son. You know, I met him down at the store there in the inside the truck stop there.
Yeah, okay. Well, his brother was named Ed. I think I heard a few years ago he passed away, but, you know, it's tough to keep track of all this stuff. Yeah, I never had a problem with Frank or his brother. And that's who I met the other guy you were speaking of, the mailman. I met him through Frank.
Yeah, I call him the walking encyclopedia, because that guy's got an answer for everything, and he's usually spot on. You know, you could ask him a question, and he could tell you, like, almost word for word, and get in depth into it. It's like, dang, man. I heard that guy's got, you know, so many radios that he's tripping over him.
Well, Don't judge it on some of the other radio people. You know, there are some smart radio people.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying that, you know, I just call him the walking encyclopedia, because every time he comes to that that shop there at Dixieland, you know, every weekend, you know, he'd always have, you know, something to talk about that was, you know, radio related, and he'd always have a, you know, a whole spiel about it. He still goes up there every weekend, as far as I know.
Yeah, okay, very good. WSHM 738, in case I'm due for that.
WRWB 49. Yeah, he's got a lot of neat stuff, but he just he doesn't want to come off of it, you know. A lot of neat stuff.
Well, radio guys are radio guys, Mike, and they like what they like, and they collect stuff because they like the stuff, you know, and I kind of get it. Yeah, it was 6:16, Mike, and I could still see the light from the sun setting. The clouds were clear way to the extreme west, just above the horizon, and it was still kind of light out at 6:16. The days are getting longer.
Yeah, that they are.
I can almost feel the heat in the air.
Pretty soon it will be here.
That's a fact. Yeah, I mean, somebody's fascinated with that little,
Yeah, it's been going on all day. I figured somebody, you know, is messing around. But then again, you know, what's new?
Yeah, it was actually happening pretty consistently every time after this thing ID'd. It wasn't the only time it was happening, but every time it ID'd, I was watching something on TV, you could count about 5 or 6 seconds and it squawked.
Yep.
Kenwood, a long time ago on their VHF, UHF transceivers had this thing, I think it was called, I forget, I don't want to, it's a long time ago, we're talking 80s, late 80s. I think they had this DCS thing, which is different than what it is today, but those radios used to squawk like that to open and close the squelch. But that's not what this is. It's something else.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I'm just right now watching the Canucks in the Maple Leafs game on CBC.
I watched that Netflix special on the 1980 American hockey team that won the gold medal. That's a pretty good one to watch.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I got Netflix. I'll have to look at that and see.
You know, there was a guy from St. Clair Shores on that team, too, you know, right?
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, he's number 15, Mark Wells, and he just died there recently. He had a bunch of health problems.
Speaking of people with health problems that just passed away today, Lamond, he passed away.
Oh, really?
Died of cancer.
And of course, you know, Catherine O'Hara, she passed away here yesterday.
Yeah. Oh. I got his name, though. What was his name? Damon something?
Yeah, Lamont. Damon, I think so. I'll have to look that up. His real name was Lamont.
Oh, that was his name on the program.
Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, you know, I just can't place his name, but it's not Lamont. That's who he played on TV.
Yeah, Demond Wilson. That's what it was. Demond Wilson. Died at 79.
Yeah, well, these guys are good. Got a Mark Wells there.
Yeah, I didn't catch all that because somebody's, you know, taking you out on the input.
Jammers. These guys really need to get a life. Yeah, I said that Mark Wells, the guy that was on the Olympic U.S. hockey team from St. Clair Shores, he actually was the manager at Ramshorn at 12 and Gratiot.
Okay. Interesting.
I think he got involved with the NHL, but never really played a game. I think the Canadians brought him on, but he never played, and that went 2 or 3 years, and then he, you know, whatever, got into a different field, but never really played an NHL game, okay. I think they brought him on to a farm team for Montreal, if I remember right.
So like a minor league team, like the Grand Rapids Griffins.
Yeah, but I mean, that's something when you really think about it. You're just a kid from St. Clair Shores playing hockey, and then, you know, how many kids probably wanted to and tried out for the U.S. Olympic hockey team, and they weren't even supposed to win. That was the thing.
No, okay. Yeah, I know this year the NHL's taking a break, you know, because they're going to be taking players and putting them on the U.S. team.
Yeah, that's because the Olympics are coming up. That's right. Yeah, not too far away from that. There was a time that it was always, you know, amateurs, and then professionals got into it, then they got away from it. So whether they were back to putting professionals on there now?
I guess because we got guys from our team that are going.
Yeah. So yeah, they've waffled back and forth, just like the basketball team, right? They it was always amateurs, then it went to. They were loading them up with professionals, and they got away from that for a while. I don't know where they sit now with it, so. And it's kind of been a thing on and off. Yeah, you want your country to win, but, you know, it seems to me like it takes a spot from kids, you know, that kind of takes a lot when you put pros on there. I mean, I guess, you know what I mean, what I'm saying there?
Yeah, I do. You'd think they'd get, you know, kids from, like, college, you know, and have them go.
Exactly. Give those kids a chance. You know, that's what the Olympics always were when I grew up. With a bunch of professionals. Yeah, I mean, I get it. You want your country to win more gold medals than the next guy, so you load them up with the best you got, right? But it's not what it was a long time ago. You know, it was always just amateurs. But oh, well, it is what it is. All right, I'm getting close to home, Mike. I'm going to run this thing in here and grab a bite. So I'll catch up with you. WRWV 489, 738.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by. Station out there calling.
Thank you. Just stepping out of the radio.
I believe it's station 673 WIUG 488. Copy. WIUG 48, copy. That station out there calling for a radio check. WIUG 48, copy. WIZX 218, WIUG 48, copy. How about that station 202, WIUG 48, copy.
WSIE 375, Matt calling WSIE 375, Mimsha. WSIE 375, Matt calling WSIE 375, Mimsha. WSIE 375, Matt calling Vimsha. WSIE 375, Matt calling WSIE 375, Vimsha. WSIE 375, Matt calling WSIE 375, Vimsha. WSIE 375, Matt from Clinton Township requesting radio check.
WSIE 375,
thank you, sir. You had a little bit of static, but I was able to pick up most of what you said. Appreciate your answering. A good night. WSEI 375 clear.
Sorcerer of death construction.